Thanks for tuning in to Electronic Air. I'm Buddha Bomb. Had a great time the last 2 hours. Shouts out and thanks to Christine Moore for coming down, doing a straight up, really cool interview about her work with the belly dance community. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, online all over the world, kgnu.org. We just finished 2 hours of Electronic Air, the show on every Saturday night that features mostly modern electronic dance music. We are now changing. The next show is Under the Floorboards. I'm also hosting Under the Floorboards. It's experimental, not so much syncopated sounds, noise, sound, something a little bit different. You are under the floorboards.
Closer. Thank you. Yeah.
أنك ما تني أقا وقبل دشواري جاء أخص لياليني مرضى أنت تجلي نور نسفنا كيت الريج ميل سواي كباراتني ميا وقين داتني فقاها ولا تبغزانة السكلة وقت النار يدي توجانا هيدغاغا نقدا يتما هيدغاغا نقدا يتما يكوش شنينني منغا كوش شنينني منغا ورر ميغان سيفلا ورر ميغان سيفلا زواير في النقلة
Thank you.
Yeah.
تريدني لسواي كبراتني ما
off course in the kitchen. Shucking the horn. A man sells that. In the master bedroom, the den, wait, two other men, life expectancy chats. They've helped themselves to razor-thin china bowls full of sliced fillings. A sales rep sits in the children's bedroom, blanching bacon over a hot plate. And he's got a life insurance offer that really, if you're completely and totally honest, it just can't be beat. On the master bath toilet, another salesman, holding an oyster and a chrome-handled oyster knife, sits with an actuary standing by at the alert. He's offering free premiums for the first 3 months. One life insurance salesman for each room of the house. And this place has 8,000 square feet, not counting the garage or deck. Let's face it.
There is a certain social process which is known
this place is a goddamn
and very visible,
dream home.
But perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society. And they develop this idea, at first probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy, and then more and more visibly, with more and more support, until, guess what? This seditious, impossible, wrong-headed idea becomes what is known as received opinion, and is loved and valued by the majority.
Conclusion?
Look, people, you heard it on the radio. I get one. You seen it on a TV show.
Okay, you better listen to me good, because this is the ABCs of anarchism.
If ever the free institutions of America are destroyed, that event may be attributed to the unlimited authority of the majority and oblige them to have recourse to physical force. Anarchy will then be the result.
I
want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Guess what?
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
I guess think what? That it is well that you should know all
whatever
about it.
Whatever people want is true, even if it is.
Your responsibility now is that I get what I want.
Conclusion?
Guess what? I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Because everything that you have heard about it is wrong. All got it?
Guess what?
I say, how can they make a statement? It's true even if it is
wrong.
Because they may come back to you and say,
wrong.
Who can say it is? Who can say it is?
The Country Bunny
Teletubbies
Boutique, located in Laurelwood across from Oakcourt Mall. The
Teletubbies
Children's Boutique, located in Laurelwood across from
Teletubbies
Mall.
Certain men getting their way.
The
Anarchy
Children's Boutique, located in Bunny Country. Bunny Bunny Country Country 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 Bunny Bunny
never promoted some kind of cliched anarchy and rebellion stance, obviously, in our direct, in our music, or whatever.
But just hold on a minute.
But hold on a minute, just hold on. Wait. Before I can tell you what anarchism is.
Conclusion?
Just never ending, you know. They're just going to continue until they win and beat us down into a pulp.
We won't let that happen.
Well, what a bunch of jerks.
I get knocked out.
Well,
we won't let that happen.
Well,
I get.
At its best moments, this nation has always found its true source of political energy.
Well,
among those citizens and unexpected voices.
Well,
who took it upon themselves to act.
Conclusion?
What a bunch of jerks.
Would they prefer anarchy?
If forced to A, B, or C?
Anarchy is not a form of against law.
Would they prefer anarchy?
If forced to A, B, or C?
Anarchy is not a form of disorder or chaos.
Being involved in something like this, I tell you, it can strip the hope right out of you. You start really looking the beast in the face day after day, and you see what the problems are. And you do all those kinds of good things you're taught to do. You write and you call your member of Congress. You write letters to the editor. You go out and vote. It makes no difference.
Anarchism actually is the opposite of all of that.
Through early morning fog I see visions of the things to be.
Tinky Winky.
Sing songs that remind him of the good times.
All the Teletubbies were feeling very, very happy.
He sings the songs that remind him of the best times.
I know no country in which there is so little true independence of mind and freedom of discussion as in America.
You know what I think we ought to do? Get rid of everyone we got in there and start out. Even Republican or Democrat.
Clean house.
We got to get something to change the system somehow. I don't know how.
You must avoid the government of democracy. Would they prefer anarchy?
The founding fathers hated two things. They hated democracy and they hated monarchy. And they saw to it that we would have neither.
Anarchism means that you should be free.
You just have to remember, whatever people think is right is right, even if it isn't.
Hey, well, then tell me what's right.
What's right? If you don't know what's right is, then you don't belong in this country. That's what's destroying our country, a lot of damn flapping mouths.
This doesn't matter.
No violence.
This doesn't matter. This doesn't matter.
No monopoly.
This doesn't matter.
No poverty.
How can they not expect the government to regulate us?
No oppression.
Because we can't regulate ourselves.
And no taking advantage of your fellow man.
Somebody has to.
No? The ideal is very clear. The ideal is a completely fragmented, atomized society where everyone's totally alone, doing nothing but trying to pursue created wants, and the wants are created. It's known that they're created.
As the memo says, feelings are facts. Feelings are facts. The perception lies in the eye of the beholder.
Don't you know the difference between up and down?
Oh, sure.
I get no.
I don't think you do.
No.
But I know something that might help you.
I get no.
Well, I know a song all about up and
down.
Conclusion?
Drinks a whiskey drink. Drinks a vodka drink.
If you succeed and achieve your goal with people, great. The strategy worked. If not, switch your viewpoint. There are no absolutes. Turn to some different people. Remember that whatever they think is right, even if it isn't. Then try again.
Conclusion?
It is evident to all alike that a great revolution is going on among us. But there are two opinions as to its nature and consequences.
Conclusion?
It says a great deal positively about democracy.
I don't think you'd find many citizens in the street who would agree with the positive aspects of...
Would they prefer anarchy?
Conclusion?
This is your friendly, stupid weatherman reminding you that when they can't have their anarchism, I have to make it right for them. Every time. How about that?
Would they prefer anarchy?
I don't know.
Across Europe and right here in the UK by direct marketing.
Okay, on the negative side, fear.
You make her brush her teeth. You tell her not to talk to strangers. So why do you put arsenic in her orange juice? Body copy supporting that proposition. And quite a powerful call to action.
Yes, so stay.
Are you on, man? Switch on.
Another cup of Java. Give me some nickels, Barney. Give me a cup of coffee.
Better settle for a hamburger.
Another cup of Java. Give me a cup of coffee.
You must like our coffee.
It stinks.
I notice you're drinking your seventh hamburger.
Here in our part of the country, we have a problem with our water. It's that our water smells. We have smelly water.
I notice you're drinking a hamburger.
Another cup of Java. Give me some nickels.
Anything else?
Barney.
Anything else?
Yeah, what else?
Steak's tough.
Yeah, what else? Java. Yeah, what else you got today for coffee?
How about anything else?
Give me a cup of coffee. Another cup of Java. Java.
You see me
Java. Java.
You see me
Java. Java.
You see me
Java. Java. This stinks.
It stinks. Oh,
damn.
I'm looking
lost. Libido. You have to be told to watch Channel 4 at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Stinko.
You need to watch the TV commercial and discover...
Stinko.
The collected impurities in their water.
Drink.
In fact, worms would appear.
Stinko.
So you could have arsenic.
Stinko.
Asbestos.
Stinko.
All the nasties. All the nasties in words suddenly appearing.
Stinko. Blotto. Free love.
Arsenic.
Bathtub gin.
Asbestos.
Monkey glands. Karl Marx.
Arsenic.
Cubism. Squiff.
Asbestos.
Neurotic.
All the nasties.
Heterosexual.
Oh, my, what an eager little mind. You won't need some of these words for months and months.
And by judicious questioning, we'd help find out precisely the kind of people who are interested in this. The TV campaign to work on. Several TV campaigns to make up. What about attention grabbing? Dead fish. Dead fish. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Target people by the sort of water they've got. By the sort of house they've got. The sort of family. Yes.
Water pollution is certainly topical.
We have smelly water. Lots of products, and the product does what it says it's going to do, and it does all of the things that all of the other products said that they were going to do and never did. So,
you see me,
oh yeah,
you see me,
oh yeah,
you see me,
oh yeah, yeah, that's the stuff, oh yeah, yeah, that's the stuff.
Products.
Another cup of Java.
Of course, this is a very difficult problem for most of us out here.
Another cup of Java.
Run of the mill.
Another cup of Java.
Oh,
sing us a song.
Another cup of Java. Give me a cup of coffee. It stinks. Another cup of Java.
Anything else?
Yeah, but it ain't on the menu.
Barney.
And it ain't gonna be. You better settle for a seventh cup.
Okay, with onions.
Startling. Back. Back to real purity. In other words, when a disaster happens, we hit the press with an ad about purity of water. Are you pregnant again? Babies, right.
Emotive. I mean, we could use this emotive mother and child thing.
Startling.
This is a special message for the Larson family. Your daughter, Lauren,
will be 5 years old on April 2nd, 1995. In this time, she may have drunk 350 gallons of water. Wouldn't you like the water Lauren drinks to be as crystal clear and pure as can be?
Drip, drip,
for
drip.
Only 5 cents a gallon?
Goes the water.
Why'd you keep some shit about the kids, man?
That's good enough for me.
Guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
C is for
conclusion.
That's good enough for me.
What? Kid.
C is for
conclusion.
That's good enough for me.
Guess what?
Copyright infringement in the kitchen. Copyright infringement by the new refrigerator. Copyright infringement. Right over by my club soda bottle.
So it's a couple minutes after midnight. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, online all over the world, kgnu.org. I'm Buddha Bomb, having a great time tonight. Doesn't look like anybody's showing up for sleepless nights, so I'm going to keep it going here. Stay tuned. More to follow. We're going to do extended play under the floorboards for a little while.
Play this back, I have to pick up the phone because the cassette deck is the amplifier that I'm sending the phone on, so bear with me.
When you're recording, you can't hear me?
I'm recording now. It's when I transition from recording to play that I have to pick up the mic. Alright, I'm just going to
be recorded now.
I don't think so very much. Damn, I hear the rototiller.
You hear that? Right, I'm hearing the rototiller.
Do you hear it on the phone?
No.
I have a humming sound. Don't get up. Don't open the window. Don't get up. Don't open the window. Don't
get up.
Don't open the window. Don't open the window. Don't
get up.
Don't
get up.
Don't
get up.
Don't get up. Don't open the window. Don't do anything. I don't want you. I don't want you to open the window. It's not the rototiller. It's a blower. It's a blower. It's an electric blower.
All right, now it comes out.
Can I do it now? All right.
Would they prefer me?
Cookie, start to see.
I'm over by the microwave oven now.